Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at the massive pressures facing global manufacturers. Things like worker shortages, supply chains that are just all over the place.
Yeah, really volatile.
Exactly. Plus rising energy costs and those tough sustainability goals. It's a lot.
It really is a perfect storm, as you said.
But interestingly, there's a powerful solution emerging right where automation meets intelligence. We're talking about AI agents in manufacturing. And this isn't just hype. The market for this, it's projected to jump from about, what, $43.6 billion this year
Yeah, that's the baseline.
to potentially $153.9 billion by 2030. That's a 23% compound annual growth rate. I mean, that's huge.
It's a massive shift, not just a trend.
Okay, so define these AI agents for us. What are they in this manufacturing context?
Right. So think of them as autonomous software systems. They can perceive what's happening around them, like through sensors,
Okay.
make intelligent decisions based on that input, and then actually act on those decisions to achieve specific goals. And the key part, without constant human oversight.
So they operate on their own.
Largely, yes. They work in this continuous cycle: sense, decide, act, and crucially, learn. This learning aspect is what really sets them apart from, say, older, more rigid automation. They get smarter.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. Manufacturers have always wanted efficiency, right? So what makes these agents so vital now? Why the urgency?
Well, it really comes down to data, speed, and true autonomy. You see, manufacturers are generating more operational data than ever before, mountains of it.
Right, from all the sensors and machines.
Exactly. But the shocking thing is, estimates suggest 60, maybe even 70% or more of that data, it just sits there, unused.
Wow, really? That much?
Yeah, it's like having all the ingredients but never cooking. AI agents bridge that gap. They take that raw data and turn it into actual decisions almost instantly.
So they make sense of the noise.
Precisely. Which means much faster responses in what's become a super complex, fast-moving environment. They're inherently autonomous. They can scale across, thousands of variables, and they bring resilience against disruptions.
Resilience is key, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Right.
Whether it's a supply hiccup or a sudden change in demand, they can adapt in ways traditional systems just can't. It's moving from reactive fixes to proactive smart control.
Okay, that makes sense. So if we know why they're so important, how do they actually, do it? What are the components? What's under the hood?
Good question. It relies on a few core things. First, visibility. That comes from industrial sensors, IoT devices, basically their eyes and ears on the factory floor. Temperature, vibration, usage, you name it.
Got it. The inputs.
Then you have the brains, the machine learned models. You've got supervised learning, which is like teaching it with examples to spot defects, for instance. Then unsupervised learning, where the AI finds hidden patterns in data all by itself. And reinforcement learning, which is more like trial and error, letting the AI figure out the best strategies for complex things, like optimizing production flow.
Interesting.
But, and this is really crucial, there's the human-agent interface, or HAI. These agents aren't designed to just replace people, they're partners.
Ah, so collaboration is built in.
Exactly. Through things like dashboards, maybe conversational interfaces, decision support tools. Humans work with the agents. The AI brings the speed and scale. Humans bring judgment, context, ethical considerations.
That partnership sounds critical. Let's make this more concrete. Can you give us a couple of real-world examples? Where are these agents making a difference right now?
Sure. Let's start with operations and maintenance. Think predictive maintenance.
Okay, predicting breakdowns.
Right. So an agent constantly monitors sensor data, maybe vibration, temperature, torque on a machine. Let's say it detects a tiny gradual increase in torque readings.
Something a human might miss.
Easily. The AI compares this to historical data, learns the pattern, and predicts, say, a potential spindle failure within the next 72 hours.
Okay, so it flags it.
It does more than flag it. It can then automatically check the production schedule, find a low-demand window, and schedule the maintenance proactively.
Ah, so it avoids the costly unplanned downtime completely.
Exactly. It turns maintenance from a reactive headache into a planned, optimized activity. That's a huge operational shift.
Okay, that's powerful on the floor. What about beyond the factory walls, like the supply chain?
Yeah, another great example is supply chain optimization. These agents can pull in live data from everywhere: suppliers, logistics networks, your ERP system, even global news feeds.
All that real-time info.
Right. So imagine an earthquake disrupts a key supplier over in Southeast Asia.
Okay, a potential crisis.
In the old days, it's panic stations, right?
True.
People scrambling. But an AI agent sees the news alert, recognizes the disruption's impact on your supply chain, instantly identifies potential backup suppliers from its database, calculates the new costs, the lead times, maybe even suggests alternative shipping routes, and presents these options. It makes the whole chain incredibly agile and resilient.
That's moving from reacting in days or weeks to maybe hours or minutes.
Or even proactively adjusting before the full impact hits. It's about resilience by design.
So pulling this together, what are the big tangible business benefits? What's the payoff for companies adopting these agents?
Well, there are several key ones. You get significantly increased operational efficiency, better use of materials, labor, energy, time, obvious stuff, but amplified. Substantial cost reduction follows naturally. Automating tasks, yes, but also slashing waste, reducing errors, avoiding that expensive downtime we talked
about.
Then there's enhanced product quality. Advanced vision systems powered by AI can spot tiny flaws humans might miss much earlier in the process. Less rework, happier customers.
Right.
And finally, that dramatically improves supply chain resilience we just discussed. In today's world, that's not just nice to have, it's often a critical competitive edge.
It really sounds like AI agents are becoming a fundamental part of modern manufacturing. They're offering real, practical answers to some very complex problems.
They absolutely are. But it does raise an important point. The potential is huge, yes. But getting there requires careful planning.
It's not just plug and play.
No, definitely not. You need clear business goals. You need to make sure your data is actually ready and usable. And critically, you need to focus on the workforce. This is about upskilling people, adapting roles, not just wholesale replacement.
That human element again. Collaboration, not replacement.
Precisely. It's about augmenting human capabilities.
So looking even further ahead, we hear about concepts like lights out factories, completely automated spaces, AI agents fused with digital twins. As these environments become more autonomous, what happens to the human role? What kind of skills become really valuable for, you know, for you listening as this future unfolds? Something to think about.